Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Explore the colonized wilds of the solar system this week with us as we navigate corporate intrigue, political tensions, and hard sci-fi action in this episode of Cosmic Expanse. This is your GM, Patrick, speaking here, your space Game of Thrones fan, and joining me in playing TTRPGs and making several sci-fi seasons out of it are my five friends and your belters with a chip on their shoulders to my far left. An OPA miner born on an asteroid colony. It's Jabert jabbering away as Jamfram.
Hey!
Across the digital table from me, your hardened space cop investigating a missing person. It's Miles, make him believe is redacted.
Good evening.
To my right, a Martian Marine ready to drop pod into the action. It's Tyler talking as Praedir. And to my immediate left, an ice harvester captain turned into a war hero. We've got Drew dying to play Zilix Thill.
Ooh, I never get to say this.
The book was better.
Oh, boy. And across from him, proto-molecule-wearing science fiction lover. It's none other than Rebecca, rolling with Asher and Sky.
Hello.
They played TTRPGs, and then they made a book about it. That's how The Expanse came to be, or the... That's not the name of the book series. What's the name of the book series?
Yeah, well, it's the Expanse series, but the first book is Leviathan Wakes.
Yeah, great book.
Yes.
I
And good TV show, too. I've seen only a little bit of it.
I haven't seen the show. I keep meaning to. I really want to just go tear through the entire Expanse series.
I loved the first three books and the short stories, and then I fell off of them because, well, I think I ran out of them, and then I never picked them back up after that, and now I need to reread them because I don't remember what was going on.
Yeah, that's where I am.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. Although I fell off because I don't know, I got a little maybe a little depressing. And so I was just like, man, all right.
Nah.
I was like, I don't know, this got a little dark. I don't know, guys. I can't handle this right now.
You can't handle the truth.
That's what you need though, to pump out huge Game of Thrones style books, basically one per. Like 14 months. They had a pretty significant schedule for that series. All you need is two authors that make up one fake author, James S.A. Corey.
I feel, didn't they also have another book series that they started that was like fantastical, sort of steampunky kind of stuff?
I have no idea.
I'm Googling it now because I am interested in this.
Ooh. Oh,
Gethamar?
James S. A. Corey's one. I don't remember which one it is, but in the book jacket, one of the guys is wearing a Future War Cult from Destiny t-shirt in the picture that is on the book jacket.
Heck yeah.
What a nerd.
What a legend.
Are you guys ready to get back into this week's episode? More kind of cliffhangery stuff with you still in the midst of danger. Well, let's first talk about what happened last time on Cosmic Crit. Last time on the podcast, you all fought Captain Bedding and his four Draelic crewmates aboard the starship The Forgotten. After a brutal combat, firing lasers through the transparent metal window made out of either aluminum or steel, Praedir went down by a Solarian dagger attack. And after combat, Thistle and the unnamed research associate needing unusual scrutiny said they were attacked by something evil that drained their blood. What is wrong with that last time on?
I have one.
Rebecca,
I only have one, so.
Oh, okay. Well, steal.
It's not Captain Bedding, it's Captain Bedum.
Close, yes. Yeah, I mean, very similar, Bedding and Bedum, but no, very different. Captain Bedding sounds like the Muppet that teaches you how to make your bed. I'm Captain Bedding. That's one correct for team players.
Were there only three Draelic crewmates?
Yes, there was four, including the captain, but of course, only three that you fought and beat. I thought that'd be a hard one because, you know, I took them off the screen. You can't see them right now. Like object permanence. They don't have this, right? All right. Just one more. And bingo, bango. You guys got yourself a happy room.
I don't think that the evil thing drained their blood. I think it drained their minds.
I'm going to allow it. Made them forget is what I've written down here. But it also, yes, it affected their memories. They seem to be having difficulty.
Also, is that research associate really codenamed Uranus?
Yes, that was a little fun joke. Unnamed research associate needing unusual scrutiny. I got bored writing this last time on. Apparently, the ship you're on is called the Forlorn, not the Forgotten. And I believe Prettier went down to Supernova. But you guys, sorry about why you got these last two, but you guys got the reroll. Way to go.
It's
easier week, but still no errors here. Perfect score. Indeed, that is where we left off last time. You've got a couple of members of the research team here aboard this Draelic vessel you were invited to, and they seem to be having difficulty remembering what exactly torture was done to them. You all are in a tight spot. You've taken a good amount of damage here, and you gotta somehow escape this ship with your lives. Now Prettier is down to his last HP and SP. Is that right, Tyler?
Yeah, it's finally gonna happen. I've been teasing it this entire time, but it's finally gonna happen.
I still got
Patrick is finally.
I need answers.
Patrick is gonna bury me, and you will all jettison me out. You will give me a Stardust funeral, and
we'll be like, "Good thing he was one of the good guys."
Yeah,
he was. And we'll never know who that bad guy was.
And it'll be over. And
I will Tyler's just coming back as a Skittermander Solarian. Like, I like killing things, and I've got a ton of hit points. Hello. Yeah.
So there you go. I'm very excited. But yes, I do not have enough resolve to come back from the brink again.
Yeah. So if you happen to go down, you have to get stabilized. Oh no. You can stabilize, but you can't come back. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a dangerous position to be in when you're basically behind enemy lines. I think we talked about last time. Potentially you guys wanted to take a 10-minute break. You wanted to put some stuff up against the door here and try and rest.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have any spells or any other healing you wanted to try to get off?
Let me take stock of what kind of spells we have left here.
Yeah. Does anybody have any serums they want to take as well?
Yeah. How's hit points? How's our hit points?
I'm down 20.
You're down 20.
What is hit points?
I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah, we stayed in the other room, so we're good.
I'm at full on hit points, so turning that resolve, I'm back, baby.
Sounds like mostly prettier damage then.
Okay. Let's see. And that's fine. Let's get Rebecca. You and I are gonna I need my level ones.
I can help. No.
You take the healing. No. Have we already done medicine checks?
Yeah, I can do a medicine check on somebody.
I can too.
Yeah, let's start there.
Who needs
it? I can do medicine too. I'm down 20 hit points.
Okay.
Can this be assisted?
Can.
Yeah, you roll way better than me.
Well, it's just DC 20, but if you get over that, you get some additional healing. But I don't believe you've gotten 5 over, unfortunately.
Medicine check.
Ooh. So DC 20. 1 HP per level. So you guys are level 9?
9.
9. Yep. Yeah.
So 9 back.
Okay.
Shall we do the same thing for Prettier?
No.
But why not? If oh, Tyler wants to die. Yeah, please do.
All right.
What a question. I just did this whole spiel on that.
Right, I'll roll this one because I got a bone to pick.
Hope you get a 1.
Oh, it's close, but no. he's super healed you here. So it is 9 plus Zelix's intelligence modifier. Probably should have let Redacted roll this.
Yeah, that's fine. It's 2. It's 9 plus 2.
Okay. 11. Not bad.
I'm thrilled.
What kind of spells you got, Tyler?
I don't think I really... So I only have 2... I have no second level spells left. I only have 2 first levels and 2 third levels. I do not know Mystic Cure at a third level slot, so I could only cast Mystic Cure at on first level. And to be honest, I would much rather cast Wisp Ally and Communal Bond than...
Can't Mystics always replace a spell with Mystic Cure?
Certain Mystics. I don't think...
Oh.
All Mystics can do that. I think that's certain. As a Mindbreaker, I don't think that's something I could...
Must be a connection thing, yeah. I must be thinking of them boring Mystics you hear so much about.
The ones that actually heal their teammates?
Yeah. That's the ones. Yeah.
Hey, imagine that. Boring. Think about it.
What's the word? Functional. That's the one. Yeah.
Oh, but I can use Healing Touch. So once per day, I can spend 10 minutes to magically heal an ally up to 5 hit points per Mystic level. Would that be useful?
Useful.
I don't know. Rebecca, what do you think? You're the one that you could...
I'm down 11 points, so...
This would heal 5 times 9. This would be 45 points of healing.
That is way too much. Don't waste a spell on me. Can I do medicine on myself? Or am I unable to use medicine more than once?
You're pretty much immune once it's been done to you.
Okay.
Immune for...
I'll be fine.
A while. It's
11 points.
Hours.
I'll be fine.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to use a serum of healing because I have them, so...
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Alrighty. Pull Max heal on a serum, of course.
Okay.
I think we can count how many times in Cosmic Crit history that has like ever happened on like one hand. Alright, so after 10 minutes, as I said, I think you heard some chanting, some like intonations coming from elsewhere on the ship. But no one seems to have tested the rooms you've barricaded here. Thistle maybe has been like kind of murmuring to herself, you know, like trying to warn you, Praedir, but also just very confused. And maybe it looks like her brain's just resetting every like 10 to 20 seconds and losing trains of thought. What would you guys like to do? Where would you like to go? You've got two.
We need to escape, right? Like we're trying to escape.
And that I would suggest that. I mean, you can try to take over the ship if you want, but there will be Draelics. Oh, there'll be Draelics to fight.
There'll be Draelics.
Are there any computers in here that we could access? Maybe a ship map or anything like that?
Nope. But you do know that the way you came is it's fairly. There's only a couple rooms between you and the starboard side of the ship. Port side is left, starboard right. Correct. Yes, the right side of the ship that you came through. Do you want to make your way back that way?
Yeah, why not go back the same way we came?
Yeah,
I think that's the best.
Rather than trying to, we know how long that route was.
Okay. All right. Do you want to set up a marching order? Where do you want to put Thistle, and we'll call him Marco, is our other research assistant here. Where do you want to put them in your marching order?
I'll go in the front. I guess they should probably go in the middle, maybe. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Praedir, you get in the middle too.
All right, I'm casting Communal Bond.
Cool. I would like to crawl on the ceiling the way back.
I'm excluding Drew from my casting.
That way no one can get the jump on us.
I know. It's a good idea. I'm just teasing.
I probably should have put all the weapons and armor and things in the chat, but I can do that now. The Solarian Draelix had a level 1 pulse armor and some standard batteries. They also had a lesser culling ray, which I don't think any of them use, but I'll put that in the chat now. And you'll probably want Captain Bedham's gear, because I think he had a pretty good pistol, actually. But
yeah. Also the Necroprositrine Ray prototype, that too.
Someone, I imagine, will have to carry that on their back. Captain Bedham had a Mark III D suit and a Felion laser pistol with 2 high-capacity batteries and a standard tactical knife, which I forget if he used or not. I don't think he did.
I would love to take some of those batteries, at least one of those batteries. We'll figure out.
I would take the armor or the laser pistol or.
I feel like laser
feels like it's got your name all over it.
Laser pistol probably do you pretty well. So the Aphelion is the level 9 version. It's a 3d4 fire weapon.
Yeah. And the D suit was Mark 3, is that what you said?
Mark 3 D suit, yes.
I'm currently wearing a Mark 1 D suit, so it would be double upgrade for me.
Who better, Rebecca?
I know.
Well, so in reality, right after the fight ended, you're just like stripping Captain Venom off. You're like, give me this armor. It's quite an upgrade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay if I take both of those, or does anybody else want them? I think the D suit is light armor, right?
Yeah, I think
that's yes.
So, I mean,
yes.
Go right ahead.
It is a EAC bonus of plus 11 and a KC of plus 12 with a plus 6 max dex. I don't think you're at plus 6 yet, so probably good there. Okay, who's going first down the hall here?
I'll go first. I'll take the lead.
Okay, I'm just going to put you guys in order. Behind Jamfram, who's next?
I will climb up, kind of climb over the second spot.
I'll go behind Jamfram and Zilix.
Behind Zilix? All right, where do you want to put Zilix and Marco?
Thistle and Marco.
Yeah, sorry. Thistle, Marco, the research team. Do you want to stick them back here with Prettier?
Boop. Yeah.
Cool.
Redacted, are you okay at the back with the vehicle?
Yeah.
Can we load the prototype into the vehicle and just kind of have it hanging out in the passenger seat?
Yeah, I mean, it's condensed down into like a Protoss kind of pylon, a floating pylon, but yes.
Oh, you don't need additional ones of enough.
Stick the gun on there.
Do we require additional pylons?
I mean, you've got the one big one, so that's... Do you need more than one?
One is all you need.
I don't think so.
Laying pylons. Sorry, had to do it.
Oh, boy. Put you guys in order here as you're walking through the forlorn. Indeed, you hear chanting, and I believe I asked if anyone spoke Aklo last week.
Comprehend languages.
And yes, Prettier, you can hear indeed this chanting. Dozens of voices come, some coming through like maybe electric comms, but just like echoing through the chambers as Draelic accents. You know, Iskar, Ifgar, Geplakador, Gikor. You can hear in Aklo them talking to and about the Culling Shadow, which they are warning is about to fall across this system once again and cleanse it of life. It is a dark sound echoing throughout the ship, but it doesn't seem to be getting closer to you as you exit out of the science labs here and make your way back towards the starboard side of the ship and the exit.
Yeah, probably nobody cares to try and kill us because they think we're all going to die.
That's what I'm hoping. That sounds like the best case scenario for us.
Yeah, let's have the chips fall in a positive thing with a crazy space cult this time, and not
I'm into it.
As you pop back in to the starboard side of the ship's airlock, you see what looks like a couple of dark-looking creatures floating above the exit of the airlock. They look like a masses of tentacles. They are bulbous, violet, kind of root-like tentacles that's come out of this big old thick body here. You see barbed kind of lips at the base of the bulb. They are squiggling in the air, and I will show you a quick picture of what they look like. Yeah, these guys.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. They are
kind of up
in the air. They're right above the exit here, and as you come within view of them, you hear telepathically in their mind, "You all will surrender and accept the unchanging wisdom of the Culling Shadow."
Why did I feel like a theme song was about to start playing after he said that?
song. No theme song, but an initiative turn order has popped into the combat here. Why'd you guys roll me some initiative? We'll see if you can figure out what these things are. And that's some low rolls. I like it. Okay. Can I roll well on initiative for once? Mm-hmm. I don't roll terrible. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
What?
I rolled the best, I think. I rolled a 12 on the dice. I think I'm going first.
All right, I'm using my level to roll.
Radio rolled the best of the five of us.
I was going to say, Rebecca, thank you so much for rolling a 2 for an initiative for once. Wow, yeah. So as these creatures are... Rolls,
so you're actually going last.
Is it the dice roll or like the total or what's the roll? The rules here.
Whatever makes you last is what it is.
I mean, you do have a episode reroll. If someone wants to reroll their initiative right now, try to beat them out. But no, you see, as these things get close, I mean, you can already have your weapons out. I imagine you were worried about danger here getting out of the ship. It does seem like this is a bit of a trap of sorts, as these creatures seem to blur as you're looking at them. It kind of becomes difficult to see their outline as they are kind of set in a distortion, like a distortion field of some sort. Just looking in their direction kind of is difficult. And as they do that, yeah, pretty simple. We're going to throw an attack at the head of your column of folks. One attack at Jamfrum, one attack at Zilix. I'll do these in order. As they shake a tentacle in your direction, a big old thorny barb comes your way. Jamfrum, for it was almost 20 on the dice. What is your KAC? I don't think this is gonna hit.
The 31. 31 is KAC.
Oh wait, do they not have a ranged attack? Am I just making this up? No. Oh, they have tail barb, but I think that's melee. Oh, never mind. Hold on.
Oh,
I'm doing something else. Huh.
Then they say, hold on, we'll be right there. Flub, 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 flub. Curse this 5-foot move speed.
Flub, 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 flub.
No, don't got much. We're going to, I think, just hold then, actually, if they don't have a ranged attack. Oh, wow. Why did I think that? Okay. Praetir, you're up next in the turn order.
Oh, great. Move in. Somebody's getting a wisp ally. Might as well be you.
Let's get wispy. Who's you? Which one are you talking about?
Whichever one is closest, whichever one Jamfrum can reach with his movement speed.
Nope. Okay. That one. Well, that one's fine. All right. Wisp ally. Never heard of this spell before. Probably pretty good. Sure in Sky. Rebecca, you're next.
All right, Asher and Sky are going to shoot at, with their fancy new gun that they just picked up, are going to shoot at the one that has the wisp ally on it.
Oh, no.
Right in front of them.
Oh, no.
That wisp is for Jamfrum.
Yeah, you take the other one, Rebecca. How dare you?
You get a +3 because...
Oh, boy. Oh, not. Need not needed.
I'm pretty sure that that's a trick and a hit. Is it? A 27? Does that hit?
Yes, against EAZ. Super hit.
So 32 damage, and I'm doing fire damage now with my laser weapon.
32 fire damage. You blast this one closest to you, but do you really? I need you to make me a concealment check for its blur effect.
Oh, no.
Can I negate a trick and a hit? Yeah, just d20. Yeah, that's hit. Okay, it is taken. 32 points damage. Looks very hurt by the fire. Is that right? Hurt by fire? Like most things in the universe? Yep. Fire. That's going to take us to Redact its turn.
Okay. I'm going to have to move up a little bit so Redact can see everything.
Yeah, you're going to have to move into the room if you want to see these two figures on the other side of the airlock.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, right there.
Well, let's...
All right, are you moving behind Thistle?
Yeah.
I mean, they're giving you cover, yeah.
And taking a shot at that. The
closest same. One, the one that...
Yeah, closest one.
Asher and Sky just hit.
22. 24.
Even with a little bit of soft cover, that is a hit.
19 points of damage.
Near max damage. My goodness. Okay. Guys, I don't have anything this episode except this fight, so take it easy. Take blur. It slow down.
Blur. Blur.
Hey, this is the first time I've landed a hit in like two battles, maybe three. Like, so like, calm
it's
down.
Definitely the most damage you've done in a long time. Drew,
does it not have blur? Concealment for her?
Oh, sorry, her? Blur. Yes, that is just ongoing. Is that right? Yes. Yep. Give me a d20.
This is where you get to get pissed off.
For what?
Can't wait to hear some good old fashioned Miles rage.
Roll a 20.
D20 check to see if the attack hits.
Don't roll a...
Yeah, it hits.
Yeah. It hits.
Woohoo.
Suck it.
Well said.
Try to take my moment away from me.
Drew. Silk fell.
Yeah, we're going to standing on the ceiling. We're going to boost and shoot this guy.
The same poor schmuck that's already taken two hits.
Yeah, don't worry.
The blur does nothing.
Don't worry, I won't make anything happen.
Oh, four on the dice. You could reroll. Episode reroll. Hey, man, they're here.
You know what? Yeah, let's do it. Episode reroll. Let's go.
Everyone cool with the reroll coming?
It's fine with me.
All right.
Go for it, Drew. You got this.
Let's go for a three dice.
We got to break the bad habit of last week, all those terrible rolls. Hey! Oh,
almost rolled a four again.
I was about to say the four is right next to the 14 on the D20, but a 14 is going to be a hit.
Yes, excellent. And oh, crap.
16 points of damage.
I still have to roll my boost.
Roll that boost, baby. Roll that boost.
Additional 6 points.
So 22 toto. Okay, that is enough to bloody this first purple mandrake looking creature on the ceiling over here. Last in the turn order, Jamfram, Jabert.
Wispal is down here on the lower one.
Yeah, yes, but you don't get it.
But I don't get it. But
Rebecca stole it from
me. I get the
didn't need it.
The joy of it. The joy of
you do.
Looking at it and seeing it and seeing the wisp.
You'll get it next turn, Valian.
Liking that I see it. It is shiny and I like that.
It is shiny. What color would you want it to be?
Amarillo.
It is then.
Amarillo.
We make it so.
Yeah, I'm going to step forward and try to chop off this thing's weirdest looking tentacle. Whichever one that one is.
Oh, you know, it's the one that's where a leg might be, but not the left leg or the right leg. It's like right in the center, the base of this thing.
Expect an 11 on the mischance.
Hit, and...
Oh, I didn't roll for my mischance for mine.
Drew, roll it, but don't roll bad now, because I already put the damage on. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead and roll it. You're looking for higher than a four, so yay, you did it. 23 points of damage to your purse, all right? Yep.
23 slashing.
Okay, jeez. All right, well, it's still up, but everyone has hit it or affected it in some way in this round, which is not ideal as we go to turn two. Oh, boy. Really thought these bad boys had some more stuff going for them. Get some more juice. This one over here is going to lash out at Jamfram with a single tentacle attack. Single attack coming your way. Only a four on the dice. Don't think I can justify rerolling that with its bonus. Believe it or not, this one that you all have rocked really hard over here. Gonna make four tentacles attack against Jamfram. I'm looking for a 20 here mostly, so let's roll that.
There's a 19.
I got a 19 on one of them. What is your KAC against this one that you're attacking?
KAC is 31.
Nope, that's still not gonna be enough. I think I do need the 20. I was right.
Two boy.
Does this other one want to move or do anything else special? Don't think so. guess it doesn't matter. I can step in to jam from just kind of crawling along the ceiling here. And that's going to take us back to Prey Deer.
Oh, no. Try to identify what these things are. Mysticism? I assume.
You would assume wrong. I think this is going to be life science. Let me just double check.
Look at those things. A biologist isn't going to know what those things are. Someone who prays to a very nasty entity
knows what those things are.
Life science.
That's wrong.
Nobody sees it.
Starfinder, no.
All right, I'll give it a try. It doesn't hurt, right? No,
did I don't think I did you think they were outsiders of some sort? Because that is mysticism.
I thought they were outsiders for sure.
They're not. They're aberrations. They're freakish. Unbelievable.
Well, I don't know what they are, which means I don't. Well. See, now I have to play this stupid game of, do I think Paizo would give something that has telepathy the ability to not be affected by mind-affecting spells? Because...
Yeah. Are they so smart? They have mental defenses.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Why not? We're all about to die. Patrick, are they affected by mind-affecting spells? I'm trying to mind-affect them. This one.
They might be.
Maybe.
They could be. Does this target them? Does this allow for concealment?
Oh, great question. This is Mind Thrust. So it very well could. It says targets one creature.
Nope, it is
it does not make an attack roll.
Yeah, I think this is concealment just for attack, right?
I'd hope so.
If it was a magic attack, that would work, I believe. But I think I just got to make... Will save. Will is their best. So hopefully taking some. Oh no, natural one.
Oh no. All right, well, here comes 7d10.
No, wait, you're doing the one that's been hurt already?
Yeah. See if I can finish it off. Can I roll well?
Ooh, rerolled. Not average. I'm a little below average here.
2, 1, 3, 4. Ugh, 29.
It had like 14 hit points left, so it be dead.
One dead. It has a brain.
Let's go.
It had a brain. You just watch it scanner style explode.
It is important, Tyler, though, the other one doesn't have a brain, so we can't do the same thing on the other.
All right. Well, Tyler can't do the same thing because I don't think he has spells left.
I have one spell left.
Oh, okay.
So I can do one more cool thing.
Do you have to roll a miss chance on that?
No.
Okay,
no. Cool. Asher in Sky, Rebecca.
Luckily.
All right, I'm going to shoot at the other one. I'm going to move up here just so that I have a clearer shot. Can I do that?
Please do. Moving past Zilix and Jamprum to get a clear shot at it on the ceiling.
Yeah, ooh. That's only a 15 on the hit on the attack.
Another 2 on the dice is going to be a miss.
You do get plus ones because I'm adjacent to it, but
not enough. Even with the flat-footed, redacted.
Just take another shot at the other creature
from where you're standing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a little bit of soft cover. Go right ahead.
It's 25 to hit.
That is a hit. Oh, another good damage roll here.
Yeah.
And 18 points of damage. This is the first damage on this other one here who's like, calling Shadow will take your mind.
Hate these nuts.
True. 1998, we're in middle school. Take these nuts.
Yeah, that's my entire vibe. Have you just met me?
Have you not heard? Bat Miles.
He boost and shoot the other one.
He
14 to hit.
Ooh, oh, sorry, Drew. No rerolls this time. Jam from the mighty.
Oh, it's me. It's me. All right.
Like last round when everybody hit. This round, please, no more hits.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm gonna do you.
Miles, roll a mischance, by the way. I'm gonna. This ability that I basically spent an entire turn on, it's going to pay off once. Not this turn, but maybe in the future.
I'm gonna make 2 attacks. We'll attack the first is 29 to hit.
A hit. Roll that mischance. Oh no, 218 back to back. All right, 25 point damage.
Oh no!
Natural one.
Critical.
Well, one of those hits though.
Fail.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one, which is important. Do you want an official Cosmic Crit? Paizo official Critical Fumble deck or the Cosmic Crittermander's Crit Fail deck?
I got to go with the fans. The fans.
Oh, okay. Good, because I haven't shuffled these cards.
We should feel if the first one hits or not.
Oh, no. He rolled an 18, so the first one does hit. He's taking 25 points of damage.
Even so, he doesn't have to roll the d20?
He did. He rolled an 18 again. He rolled an 18
and then an 18. I'm sorry. I did not even see that.
He's trying to take that away from
me. No, I'm just trying
How
to
dare
sure.
he? How dare he?
And wouldn't he have to like roll the d20 on himself, too? Since it's, you know.
We'll see if.
Concealment is only a successful attack. It's got a concealment chance. So non-successful attacks, not.
Oh,
my goodness. This is a long entry submitted by CJ. Mind your surroundings. If there's any possible way your environment could mess with you, this is the moment it happens. You hit the rotten spot in the ice, the banana peel on the starship deck, the weak spot in the floor, the fall prone stalactite in the cavern. There's so many options. Or the freak micrometeor or piece of space junk in the vacuum. The specific results are at the GM's discretion, but you are either knocked prone or off kilter and deal damage to yourself equal to that amount that would have been dealt to the enemy. That is brutal, CJ. That's a crit fail, but probably not going to matter too much since you have a bajillion SP and they're impossible to hit. 29 points of damage to you, and would you... Wait, you're either knocked prone or off kilter. I guess off kilter.
Off kilter is like specifically, I think, if you're in the air, right?
Maybe they meant off... What's the
off
other one?
Off target, maybe?
Off target?
Maybe. I mean, off kilter is a condition. It's just like... My guess is they meant
it's
like
specifically for zero G.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if you're in a zero G environment, you wouldn't be able to fall prone, so you'd be off kilter. But
we'll just say, guess, but we'll say fall prone. That'll help me on my turn actually get maybe a hit. What is?
All right, so I'm taking 29 points of. Oh no, now I'm taking 20 because I'm.
Oh, got some slashing. Resistance.
Yeah, slashing art damage resistance.
All right, on its turn, it's going to try and wrap a tentacle around you while you're on the ground. A single attack. I think that might just hit 29 with your flat-footed.
Is it attacking me? It's not making a combat maneuver.
No, it's
I love how combat attack. Maneuvers are just for players.
No. Well, it's a tentacle that has the grab special ability, which hit still over a certain amount.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 29 is exactly my flat-footed KAC.
Yeah, if the attack roll hits 4 more. So it doesn't automatically grapple, but it does do a little bit of damage. Just a wee bit of damage. How much damage? I moved away from the page that tells me how much damage. Okay, it's a sad amount of damage. Why was I worried these guys are gonna hurt you so much? I should have made like 5 of these things attack you. And like maybe there'd be some scariness. 12 points of bludgeoning damage. That's it. That is it. And that's gonna take us to Praetor's turn. What you got, Tyler? What are you thinking about? Walk us through your turn.
Tyler's muted.
Yeah, I was trying to give him some hints. There you go.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was deep in thought. And the only thing I could think of was using a Mindbreaker special ability. Patrick.
Yeah.
I need you to make a will save.
It's my 20. Best ability. So hopefully.
I need another one. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, no. Natural 20.
Oh, hey.
Hey, that's what you get. You get both sides of the dice.
Both sides. All right, you are unaffected.
Any move action you want to do?
Can I also hide behind Thistle?
Yep. Asher and Sky, we're on to you. Marcos takes one for the team and steps in front of you.
It's the things that attacked us, Marcos says. Don't let them suck your brains.
Okay, I'm going to shoot a purple thing.
Unnamed purple thing. No one's
right.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, no. Oh, we got...
Natural 20. Does the
trick... We got movie sign.
The trick doesn't go off, does it?
The trick doesn't go off. Oh, but no.
I do get a crit. Oh,
it is a cosmic crit, too. Yeah. I'm seeing some max damage dice.
Hang on, the trick?
Blur.
You got to roll the conceal chance.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can. Right. You can re-roll any of these d20s, but let's see what this. Yeah, yeah. That would have been a good roll there. So this is going through no matter what, which means I'm going to give a shout out to a Patreon supporter who supports us on that Patreon that you hear so much about. Now, is it worth it to re-roll the trick, Rebecca? It would be a bajillion damage if you have a level re-roll, is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think, were we level 9? I still have not marked anyone using there, so you'd be breaking the mold. Rebecca, level 9. Okay, I'm marking off. Don't.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I had my trick on the wrong level. Unbelievable.
Don't roll it yet, but do fix it, and I will give the shout out first. First. Doot, doot, doot.
You don't want me to roll it?
No, I want to shout out a Patreon supporter. I'm having difficulties bringing my list up. Patreon, let me rescale this. Oh, gosh. Oh, why can't I? Okay, hold on. Okay, let's give a Patreon thank you to a flanking buddy, Jacob M. Thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. It looks like for over a year, we thank you so much for your support. This could be a lot of damage. You're not rerolling the hit, though, but you are rerolling the trick, which means I'll allow you to reroll the crit damage here. Actually, no, this is just the d20. We can keep this. So, I mean, it's going to be a ton no matter what, but reroll the trick now, Rebecca, and see if this is like the truest cosmic crit I think an operative has ever gotten on the...
Okay, ignore the attack roll on this.
Yep. Ignoring, and that is...
12 or lower.
That is a trick. Trick
good,
success.
It does. 48 yeah. damage? 48
yeah, get damage. To... Get to doing the math. No. No, that's way low, Rebecca. It's doubled, isn't it? It's all doubled.
Oh, the trick is doubled as well?
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah.
I'm looking at 78.
I got 71. Hold on.
I forget some different numbers.
I don't know. Because I'm trying to add in my head and I'm not good at math.
39 times 2. 78. Points of damage. Oftentimes 78.
Wait, I got 71. Where are you? What? Are we using the damage from the first trick or from the second trick?
Yeah, from the first.
That's why. Okay.
Make a ton of sense to re-roll that if you're just
that's
doing
fine.
The
that's
skill
fine.
Check. Yeah, that is. I mean, if either one we used, that would have been enough to kill this thing because it had like 70 hit points left, and we're out of combat.
Whee!
Turn like 3. Maybe I was lulled into a false sense of security because the Draelic fight went for like 9 rounds. But yeah, you guys can murk these creatures, which are called Skrell. They're aberrations that indeed, as you pass by, Thistle can't even look at these things. They seem to have been perhaps what attacked them. These leeches. And yeah, you guys can clamber aboard through the umbilical back to the Peridot Peregrine and make an escape. In the campaign, it has you do a starship combat between the Forlorn and your ship. I think they fire some, I mean, by the time they realize their captain is dead, some shots in your direction, but you can easily outrun them back to Galerion. We gotta roll this combat in to the episode. We could just skip some starship combat, even though I enjoyed narrative starship combat last time. And you guys have escaped from the Forlorn.
We did it.
Escaped these Draeliks.
Patrick, I think it's appropriate that we do the starship combat.
You're right. You're right. I don't know what I'm thinking.
You know what? Actually,
this week,
just to make sure that the rest of my crew gets away, I will heroically sacrifice myself in a small shuttle fighting the Forlorn 1v1.
You got a shuttle? You guys,
yeah.
You guys are giving shuttles?
It's a Scooty Puff Jr., but you know.
You know what?
Jammer made it for me during the downtime.
I will take Redacted's vehicle and go off into space.
Thank you. Yep. just driving a sedan out into space. Here we go.
Yes, the Forlorn seems to peel off after giving pursuit for some time, perhaps not able to keep up with the Dirthest Peregrine. As you make your way, I'm guessing you want to head back to the colony?
We got to.
You know, radioing ahead a few hours later as you reach back to colony side, back to the city. I think medical personnel could be there waiting to take care of Thistle, take care of Marco, and anyone else whose wounds needs to be sought after. I think maybe Thistle gives your hand quite a squeeze, Praetor. You know, take some damage from this hand squeeze.
Oh, what? There we go.
Crush. Bones broken. No, but as, you know, they put that metal heat blanket around Thistle and put like an oxygen mask on her and take her away. It seemed like they were getting on the flight back to the planet, but still having difficulty putting thoughts together. But yeah, you guys have a prototype Necropositrine Ray in your possession, and you find amongst the research crew's bags, indeed, they were carrying on them the tablets and things they had taken from the Marizah cursed laboratory. Yeah, as you maybe give Ezrind like a brief rundown after talking to him very shortly over comms, he's very sad to hear what happened to Lizette and the other researchers. It's indeed, it seems like some of them were killed before even getting to the Forlorn. He asks if you guys want to have like a meeting, if you want to chat things out. What are we going to do? Ezrin says. Well, who were these Draeliks? What are they after? What is the Culling Shadow exactly?
It appears like to be some sort of a cloud, some sort of a cosmic cloud that appears over. And I look at my teammates. I'm waiting for somebody else to jump in here. Like, I don't know.
Oh, 100 years. I don't
know. Like Cosmic Galactus?
Yeah, it's like that. I pull out a comic book and I start showing him the Galactus. I'm like this guy.
Crit Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
That's canon now. The GM said it. It's canon. Praetor, what? A space cloud, you say?
Yeah, there's an event that happens in the system every 100 years where a terrible entity known as the Culling Shadow sweeps through the system, kills every living thing, and leaves for another 100 years. I think it's due to show up like tomorrow. And
thumbs up.
What? Tomorrow? What do you mean? What are we going to do?
Oh, well, holding up a gun. We have this Necropositrine Ray. And the last time there were living entities on this planet 100 years ago, they thought that they could calibrate this prototype to offset the negative energy created by the Culling Shadow with an equal amount of positive energy, and therefore would sort of counteract the Culling Shadow's ability to just massively extinguish life. But they never saw it through. So we have, you know, a very short amount of time to figure out if we can get this back up and running.
It seems to be our only hope if we intend to stay here on Galarion and spare all of these people's lives.
I would like to remind everybody that there are other adventures out there. We could just back up and, you know, I've heard that the diaspora is very interesting this time of year.
What? Aren't there space pirates there? Dirty, stinking, belter space pirates.
Can't believe you would bring those up so unnaturally. I don't know, why would you say that?
I got nowhere else to go. I don't know. I mean, the colonists here, I mean, they probably saved for most of their life to get a ticket to another part of the solar system. I don't know if, I mean, we don't even have enough ships to evacuate everyone, but should we be warning the other colonies here on the planet about whatever this thing is? Well, I mean, is it? What do you mean? Is it just coming for our colony, or is it going to destroy the entire planet?
Oh yes, entire planet. What? Yeah.
Why? Why does this happen? Everywhere I go, Avalon Station, Galarion, there's some trying to destroy this planet. Wherever I'm at. Oh man.
Yeah, I don't know. Whoever's writing this is really needs to. I don't know. It always seems to be all or nothing with these people.
Every time, it's like
every time it's either the end of one universe or another. We only do apocalypse. We don't do anything else.
Can't we just be space pirates? One.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Come on, Paizo.
It's way chiller over there.
Space pirates and also. Pilot Mecha and fight Kaiju. And then, I don't know, whatever Rebecca's into, that weirdo. Rebecca and Jabert, those weirdos that don't have super nerddom.
I think they would like a casino heist right now for some reason. I feel like that would be intriguing to them.
Rebecca just wants to use a sword. That's all she wants. Just chopping something up.
Ezrin's like, I think... I mean, I really would recommend that we warn the other colonies about what is to happen. I mean, they might be able to also, maybe we can pool together some resources to figure out a plan, make, I don't know, a coalition, a federation, a unified front against whatever this entity is.
I don't really know if you can fight the entity. I think it would also be, your idea is a very good idea. We could also just rely on Redacted making a single try at it. Just like one roll of the dice try at fixing it. And then, you know, win or lose, that's what we have.
The other possibility is, I mean, if we have more than a day, we can get the other charters to pool together and maybe make a presentation to the pact to get the stewards, and maybe we can get people off the planet. If we get enough support behind this, we can save some lives here. I don't know. I think we definitely need to contact. I mean, I'm sorry to overwrite you, but something like this, they're very specific about in the charter, the charter guidelines, like you will be thrown in prison if you don't warn about something coming to destroy the entire planet. Like they're not going to be very kind. They're going to throw the book at
you. Doesn't it like still take them like a year to get out here? I mean, we're being way gone by then.
Well, first
what's
of all,
what's the rule is needed?
I don't know where you're getting tomorrow from, but the rest of this campaign.
I don't know. They were chanting Pulling Shadow. It seemed like it was
the rest
really
of book
intimate.
5 and 6 aren't 24 hours.
I like the idea that everything rests on one roll from Redacted. So let's do that.
The way they were chanting, I thought it was much. I thought it was much more imminent, I guess.
No. your
apologies.
Your death was imminent, but
okay. I see where my translation was off. My Aklo is rusty.
Spoiler warning: you don't destroy the Culling Shadow at the end of book 5.
Dang it!
Yeah, sorry. This book, spoilers once more, is called Allies Against the Eye. So you have a hint of what you're going to be doing. No, but it won't be a single roll. You're going to have to almost take this thing apart, Redacted, the necropositrine ray, and put it back together. Probably work with some other folks in looking through the notes of the Kelenthiel Cursed. And yeah, this could take a few days, if not weeks. We're back on that skedge.
Redacted will work on that solo.
I'm happy to assist if you need some help.
You heard Redacted. So, no, is there anything else?
All of our fates.
Redacted, I would probably let Asher and Sky to a degree, but that's it.
Ooh. Okay. It only I'm took honored. 5 books. Yeah. But is there,
more than one of the 5 books.
Is there anything else you guys would like to do, those not working on the prototype? Jamfram, Zilix, Bradier?
I guess Praetor will work on calling the other colonies and organizing a response.
Don't give in to that pressure.
I know.
Rule with an iron fist like you're supposed to.
I know. I'd like
Tyler's suggestion was leave the planet, so maybe maybe it's time for a new Primex? I don't know.
Whoa! Hey, if, as long as we're focused on the Culling Shadow and not focused on my origins, I'm a happy camper.
If you think we're all not secretly focusing on your origins, you're a moron.
Oh, no, that's bad news.
Yeah, Zilix might be spending this time solely focusing on Praetor's origins.
Yes. Redacted's angels are in effect.
Well, yeah, no, that's a thing. Ooh, if anyone got the notes, the video recordings of Ai Li Lenim, Lei Li Lian, one of the
absolute worst names in tabletop role-playing games.
I made this, Miles. How dare you?
I'm aware of that.
How dare you?
I'm giving you feedback.
Just say it.
Would you rather have Ai Li Lian? Would you rather have Ai Li Lilo, or would you rather have a forced march through swarm-infested areas? Because those are the things that Patrick has brought to us.
Yeah. Yeah, that one I couldn't blame on the book author.
The author, because you were the author?
Well, I kind of can, because editorial made that much more difficult, actually, than what I suggested.
Yeah, sure. For serious? We seriously 100% actually believe you.
Actually do. Yeah.
I mean, I have to go back and like look at my initial notes, but I was surprised. I was like, oh, this is happening. Okay.
I was like, get good.
Yeah, brutal stuff. Yeah,
I actually thought it was pretty easy.
Pretty funny. Jam from Zilix, is there something you want to do in these days? Concerns you might have, or who does? Oh, I was asking about the journal of Ai Li Lenim, Lei Li Lian. Who does end up with the research team's material?
I mean, I'll take it. I would think that it would be useful in trying to refit the prototype, would it not?
They did seem to Kellenthiel Kirst intimate that this researcher had something similar to the Necroprogenerae that they used indeed on their own prototype. So if you want to take it, it is yours. Unless Praetor, you're making a mad dash for Ai Li Lenim, Lei Li Lian.
Does Praetor think there anything incriminating to himself in there?
Well, Kellenthiel Kirst seemed to intimate that this person that knew them long ago would have some answers about what happened.
Yeah, you should probably take that then.
Snag it.
Sneaky. And then I'll steal it, and then I'm going to lie about it. It got lost. Right. I don't know. I dropped it back in the Forlorn.
I don't know how to adjudicate these rules, but I imagine we're going to have to make a sleight of hand check. We're going to have to make...
Sleight of hand.
Yeah, believe it or not, that is a skill in Starfinder.
Oh, my sleight of handing here.
Knack had a huge sleight of hand that he never used.
I think you'd have to try to take it off of Thistle back aboard the Peridot Peregrine. Yeah, we're backtracking a little bit.
Can I...
use any other skill?
Any other skill. I have zero in sleight of hand, and it's trained only. So would need it to be... I would need to like use maybe diplomacy to convince her to hand it to me, because there's very dangerous information that I'm worried about her health and safety.
I think the only other real option here would be stealth, to try and hide your actions from your crew members if you're trying to do it sneakily.
Well, would it be against their perception, like an operative's perception?
Yeah,
that's never gonna happen.
I don't know what day of it sounds like.
How about this? I'll make a deal, because Zilix, having openly questioned everything that happened with Praetor, who has been a little weird about, you know, trying to save Praetor's life and then finding out that he may not be who he says he is, has been kind of keeping an eye on him the entire time. Instead of doing it against anybody else's perception, you do it against my perception.
No, because Asher and Sky are wanting these notes. You fail the stealth check, I am going to sleight of hand it out of your cubicle or whatever it is.
Yes, this is the level of distrust that I wanted from the very beginning of this campaign. You guys just stealing from one another nonstop.
I mean, Asher and Sky witnessed first the, you know, realization that Praetir looked just like the Kellen Thiel guy, and to the point that Araxa was calling him her husband and stuff. I think Asher and Sky are really having a hard time trusing Praetir lately for good reason.
It's on a data pad?
Pretty much. Yep, that's what you're trying to hide, to sneak, to obfuscate in some way. I mean, I don't know if you have any spells or something that can assist you in this, but it's up to you if you want to keep.
Yeah, let me look.
Secret.
I haven't really had to. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to cast spells against y'all. I don't want to get that deep into it.
You don't want to brain scan your teammates.
I mean, the closest I would get is to just being like, oh, I need to get away from you, old person, you know, and just be like, ah, well, you're going to be paralyzed for a few, a little bit while I run away from you now.
Damn from.
Oh, man. All right. Let me look up some things. Okay. Well, that one tell me. Would. Oh, interesting. I can't stack. Would I get a bonus to stealth if I was small?
Sure. How do you get small?
So I can cast fluidity of form on myself, and I can be small for a short period of time.
How small?
I mean, like
4 foot tall.
Like, yeah. I mean, not. I mean, essentially, just be like, you wouldn't just think it's me because you're like, oh, there goes a small. Wait a second.
Just like Praetir, only he's 4 feet tall.
Well, I wouldn't dress just like Praetir, Drew. That's the whole idea of being sneaky.
You know, if this guy dressed like Praetir, he'd look just like Praetir, but 4 feet tall.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be dumb. That would not be what I would do. I don't know. I got to do. Okay, let's see what this is.
I would say if you wanted to do something like that, you can make a. Disguise check.
That also a skill in this game?
It is.
Holy gosh. I'm learning so much about this game that I never knew. Okay.
Knack had a huge disguise check, but again, never used.
Yeah.
You know, if you were really interested in it, you could have asked Zilix, who has, you know, the ability to blend in at a really high level of stealth. Well, it's not really, you know, to try to. Actually, no, it's pretty high for this level to assist you.
Yeah, that would involve trusting you. Mm. Something that Praetir, I don't think, is really willing to do, given that he doesn't want the information on the data pad to get out. Well, Patrick, I have a spell called Fluid Morphism, which would give me a bonus to ability checks made with certain ability scores, and this affects skill checks. It lasts only a minute per level, though.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be good enough?
I think so, yeah.
Be able to take advantage of it. Okay.
Yeah, for just trying to steal one data pad. Yeah.
Not going to go well.
What skill are you trying to use?
You gave me options of stealth. That's pretty much it. Just stealth. Stealth and disguise, huh?
Yeah.
My disguise.
And sleight of hand, right?
Well, yeah. No, I can't use sleight of hand because it's trained only and I have nothing in it.
Oh, okay.
So I only can do stealth. Or disguise. And disguise is really not going to... All right, we'll just do stealth. Forget. What would disguise... Both things would be against their perception, right? People's perception.
Hide is indeed a... Yeah, in this case, I would say yes. Okay. You attempt a stealth check to hide, and typically I think the DC is equal to like the opponent's base perception. So who between Asher and Zilix, who's got the higher perception?
Almost certainly.
Mine's 18.
Mine's 18. Okay. So.
Well, this is going to, I this won't work, fam.
This is why I was giving you a chance. But then, of course,
you wouldn't do Sky it. This is, yeah.
She's watching you like, they're watching you like a hawk. Give us a roll, see what happens. You never know. The dice might tell the story better than we can, Tyler.
All right, I put all my bonuses into
this. Please roll a two.
Well, I will use my level reroll.
Ooh.
Oh, I rolled a 16. It's not automatic, Rebecca. It's not automatic. You got to work for this.
Yeah, let's make this an opposed roll. Rebecca, go right ahead.
Ooh,
three re-roll. On the
die. I could have taken 10 on level that. Re-roll. Could have taken 10 on that.
Could have taken 10 on perception. Good times. No, I mean, I imagine if, like, once you're cataloging stuff back on the planet, like, you definitely saw that there were a ton of data pads and data sticks that they had in this bag. And all of a sudden, one of them is missing. Like, the count is off from what you thought you guys had. What would you guys like to do?
Well, obviously, we should search everywhere.
do you like look over at Redacted when you say everywhere? Or what's the plan here for you, dear?
I don't know if I would stare right at Redacted, but would just try to say, like, do we know what was on the data pad?
No, the contents hadn't been cataloged completely, but there were like maybe five, and one of them was supposedly this Leanne's pad.
But we don't know if it was exactly that one, because we didn't get around to it.
Nope, not exactly, but you can... It will take several hours to pour through the contents of them to figure out which one is missing. Tyler, I think it's time for another skill check.
Why?
Well, because you're lying to your friend.
What did I lie about?
Oh, well, I mean, you're...
Not knowing where the data pad is.
I didn't say I don't know where it is. I asked which one was missing and if we knew what was on it.
Oh, you gotta give them something to go on. Is Bluff not a good one for you?
Bluff is my best.
Well, then let's give you the option here of trying to hide your intentions with a bluff check.
Fine. I don't feel like I should have to, but...
Now...
32.
I was about to say, I don't think anyone's sense motive is going to be able to... top that. Who's got the best sense motive outside of Brady?
This is a fun reminder that
18.
my theme is gambler.
No, Rebecca, don't worry about it. Don't worry, I got it. My sense motive is -1.
All right, so DC 9.
Makes sense why you're so suspicious of me. You're suspicious of anything.
Yeah, unfortunately, Asher and Sky, neither Asher nor Sky picks up on anything odd about Praetir. As you're going through the search, and maybe Redacted needs your help back in the lab looking at the prototype. So someone else is going to have to take over this investigation. And he got away scot-free. No one stopped him. Jam from asleep at the wheel. Jam from playing with a ball in a cup over the corner. Doesn't even know how bad Praetir has just lied and stolen from you all. What do you do? I mean, as you get away with it, Tyler, what are you doing with the data pad?
Oh, I just want to watch it.
Oh, you're just going to like lock yourself into a room and just start pouring through?
Yeah, or say that I need to go
powder your nose.
He needs to go to the bathroom and just sit.
Take a space dump.
For a really long time.
Yeah.
Or yeah, just make.
So don't come in, I'm cracking Mog!
Is Thistle awake and caught, like, because I can always make an excuse that I was going to go check on her and...
Not yet, yeah, so you want to go search, check on her, and in actuality, pour through some potentially damning evidence.
Yeah, that'd be great.
There's nothing that, like, if Redacted and Asher and Sky decide to, like, take a 15-minute break. There's nothing that any of us could, like, do to, like, hey, what's going on here?
We would have to notice
that Praetir was acting strangely, and
so which is a data ends in Y,
which is a sense motive check in and of itself, which none of us are trained enough in, and then probably roll a sense motive on top of that, unless we just happen to see something perception wise that he is doing, which is like,
he got and also away to with be it. Fair, there could be nothing on this data pad.
there could be nothing on this data pad, and later I could just put it back and be like, oh, look, it showed back up. What a weird thing.
the shiftiness in general is what concerns me.
I guess I do want to hear from all of you. Do you guys believe that Tyler knows what is about to be shown on this data pad?
No.
I don't think so.
Is Tyler keeping a secret from you, or is he playing?
Oh, I'm sure he's keeping a secret,
safe.
But I also don't think he knows what's going to be on there.
Tyler, do you know what's going to be on this tape?
I bought the AP books and I have read ahead, so yes, I do know
this is character background stuff.
It's
Dr. Layli Leanna is not in the book, I told you.
I know, I'm teasing. No, I have no idea what's on this thing. I just, you know, Prater is just he is looking out for himself. He is being very selfish. He definitely knows what people's opinions are of him coming out of the facility, and that there's certainly eyes on him, and if there's going to be some like damning information in this data pad, he wants to expunge it or learn about it without other people learning about it and putting him in a compromised situation. So this is just a tactical survival move.
Oh boy. Well, tactical it may be, as you sit down in a locked bathroom upon the toilet to watch this data pad in the medical wing outside of Thistle's room. You get to get connection, but charge this data pad and find a wealth of videos recorded onto it, and steadying your trembling fingers are you're able to hit play on the first one. You see a Lashunton. A crashing Lashunton in front of a desk full of scientific instruments and what looks like perhaps another prototype of a necropositrine device behind them. They look to the camera, almost looking straight into your eyes, Prater, and say, "To be continued." What? That's crazy. That's what they said, but. You actually fast forward to the end of the video.
Oh, yeah, oops.
That was the end of it. That's gotcha. How they end every video. No, I'm really hoping you guys would just play this together. We'd have a fun segment, but now I'm arguing with the idea of just DMing Tyler everything that's on it. And
please don't, they're already so mad. I've got four mad faces.
Giving him the option of cluing in is teammates and the audience.
It's bad enough that you don't heal us in the middle of combat, but
that's an envoy in Starfinder 1E. That's
so I'm not a healer mystic. I can do a little bit, but I can't do
it. You know the worst part about that, Patrick, I'm glad you said that. People distrusted Knack for no reason.
Every reason.
For like
shut up,
2 years.
All
and,
reasons.
And
your entire backstory made us distrust
hiding
you.
Hiding things.
And I'm the leader. Sucks.
Knack Sizrak wasn't his real name, so I mean, you were actively hiding stuff too, but.
Yeah, Feldspar.
Yeah, it was revealed, and we didn't like.
Yeah, and this is maybe I'll come clean. I have no idea. It depends on how.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'll see what it is, and I think we gotta at the very least we probably have to clue in the audience, but it might still be under Tyler's control whether or not your characters find out what happens. You as players might find out next week, but believe it or not, I do not have that video written yet. I was like, put this on your to-do list, Patrick. And I did not to do it.
When you're ready to send it to me, just let me know so I can sit in the bathroom IRL and then you can send it to me. And then
I'm not going
to
actually record the video. I'm just going to type it out. I'm a writer. Aww. But yeah, that's going to do it for this episode, guys. Thank you for playing with me.
Thank you,
Patrick.
You're Patrick.
Oh, we got more of Book 5 of Horizons of the Vast next time. Tune in with us and thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you on the next week's episode of Cosmic Crit. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 secret. The Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.